Ethiopia invaded Somalia late last year to crush the Union of Islamic Courts, which Washington and Addis Ababa accused of links with terrorists. Ethiopian troops have since occupied Mogadishu to support Somalia's transitional federal government, but insurgents are launching attacks against them, with civilians being killed in the crossfire. The International Crisis Group's Francois Grignon says he told US lawmakers that a destabilized Somalia is a danger to the world.
It's absolutely necessary to find a political way out of this situation, to have a political dialogue with some sections of the former regime, of the courts, to rebuild a peace process that's going to deliver some stability, disarmament, and lead to possibly, elections. There cannot be peace to keep by the African Union if there is no peace process going on, if there is no agreement to implement.
Grignon says Ethiopia's presence in Somalia is only resulting in a greater catastrophe.
Unless there is a different approach to ending this situation, which only deteriorates, only escalates into more violence with dramatic humanitarian consequences, the Ethiopian situation is going to become more and more difficult. Short-term military victories are not the answer. They are not the answer also to securing their interests in the region.
The only way forward in Somalia, says Grignon, is a negotiated political settlement that involves all factions, not just a few clans. Regarding Sudan, he accuses the Khartoum administration of failing to implement the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, the CPA. This was signed with the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in 2005, and it ended more than two decades of war between the northern administration and southern rebels. Grignon says the ongoing tragedy in Darfur can't be viewed in isolation from the CPA.
Darfur is very complementary. If the CPA is sick, Darfur cannot make progress. The situation cannot improve. Why? Because the conflict in Sudan is between the center and its periphery, and the mother of the conflict in Sudan is between the north and the south. Now, if the north and the south are not working out together to consolidate the peace process, to implement what they have agreed, there cannot be any credible political solution to Darfur. The Darfurian rebels, when they don't see any progress in the peace process in the south, when they see that the agreements signed by Khartoum are not implemented, why would they engage into more negotiations with the Khartoum for their own conflict?
Grignon's also convinced that, despite the many agreements that have been made, Khartoum will continue to stall on allowing thousands of UN and AU peacekeepers into Darfur.
On the ground, what's happening is that more time is being taken for the deployment of troops, which are being blocked at the border, the material doesn't arrive. There are all kinds of bureaucratic measures that are being taken by Khartoum to actually prevent the deployment of peacekeepers. So in this respect, all the actors, not only of the conflict, but also the international community, must remain very, very mobilized to keep the pressure on so that the commitments which have been made are actually implemented.
He says there's also a lot of tension in the Congo's North Kivu region, where hundreds of thousands of people are displaced. Some analysts are warning of a new regional war around the DRC, but Grignon doesn't think the situation at the moment is of such serious proportions.
We are not on the verge of a new regional war. The situation in North Kivu today is not like in 1996 or in 1998, but we have a very acute crisis in North Kivu between the government and insurgent force, and you need to structure a political process that's going to answer this conflict.
Grignon says the ICG is also not losing sight of Zimbabwe, where an economic meltdown continues to drive thousands of people across the border into South Africa. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.